If you look at your voter's pamphlet and see page after page of candidates trying to win, you might think democracy is strong in Washington State. But look at the money behind the candidates and you'll see there's much less competition than meets the eye. KUOW's investigative reporter John Ryan has the story from Seattle.
Money is no guarantee of victory in politics. But when a candidate has 10 times more money than their opponent, the underdog has little hope of winning. And that's exactly what's happening in this year's congressional races. Every member of Congress from Washington State who is running for re-election has raised at least 8 times more campaign cash than their nearest challenger. Senator Patty Murray has amassed 33 times more cash than her Republican challenger, Chris Vance. The same pattern holds true for all the incumbents working to hold on to their seats in the House of Representatives. So what does all that money tell us? In a nutshell, no one in the Washington delegation, Democrat or Republican, is facing a serious challenge to staying in power.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Todd Donovan is a political scientist at Western Washington University.
Those ratios, 10 to 1, 100 to 1, not that unusual. We live in a world where in a normal year, 95% of House incumbents are going to get reelected. You got a lot of people who don't have to worry about reelection.
Once in a blue moon, a candidate will win even though they were outspent. But in the past decade, nobody has made it into Congress from Washington State without raking in at least 60% as much cash as their opponent. And so far this year, no challengers are even close. So our members of Congress may not be terribly accountable to the will of the voters. Todd Donovan says they are still accountable to their donors. Each party's leadership requires members of Congress to raise big money, even if their own district is considered safe.
Your incumbents, even if they don't have a challenger, still have to spend hours a week, if not a day, raising money to get to those few districts that are actually competitive.
So if you've donated to a congressional race here in Washington this year, much of your money might wind up somewhere like Florida or New York. Money from elsewhere is being spent on one congressional race here in Washington. It's the only one without an incumbent. Democratic Congressman for Life Jim McDermott of Seattle is retiring after nearly 3 decades of landslide victories. Pramila Jayapal has the money lead in the race to replace him. What's pushed Jayapal out in front of fellow Democrat Brady Walkinshaw is contributions from other parts of the country. More than 40% of her money has come from outside Washington State. Joe McDermott, no relation to Jim, is in a distant 3rd place in the money race, but his last name could give him a big advantage if voters instinctively check the McDermott box, as they have for the past 28 years. Reporting in Seattle, I'm John Ryan.